Just one halakha in the laws of Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat that we began to discuss. She'ela came up and we didn't have clarity at the time, but now it seems Hakam Avadya has discussed it in his new Sefer Chazon Avadya in Hilchot Shabbat on Daf Resh Tet Vav. The question we had was, according to Hakam Avadya, he holds that in specific situations, Mishat Adahak, one is allowed to rely on the use of electric lights to be yotzeh for Nerot Shabbat. For example, we said a lady was in the hospital and things like that, or a person is in a house and she'd have a room and you can't put candles in the room and so on and so forth. So he was lenient to use the electric lights, which was against Acham ben Sion Abba Shaul, as we learned in the previous daily Hanakha. So now the question is, since he holds that you could be yotze with electric lights, if a lady's going to go now and light, let's say, in the dining room, where you're supposed to light, say, where you're eating, the lights are on already, so you have or. So how could she make a beracha on the Nerot Shabbat, where really the light already is lit already, and it's a type of light that you could be yotze, yedei chovav adlakat Nerot Shabbat. So, Hakam Avadya brings down from different opinions over here in the Bet Yosef in Siman Resh Samech Gimal, where it's a question if you have two or three people, let's say, eating in the same place. So the first lady for sure can make a beracha. The question is, can the second and third make a beracha? So really, as a machlok, can you make a beracha on Tosefet Or? Well, you're eating more light, there's no question about it, but is that considered enough to make a beracha? And actually, the Or Zarua is Mr. Pick on this. If indeed you can make a beracha on Tosefer or not. Lema'aseh, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach in Sefer Shulchan Shlomo brings down that if there's a light already on in the house, in the room, and it's strong, seemingly you would not be able to make a beracha on the Nerot Shabbat. And then he wants to come along and say, but maybe it's different because that light that you turned on, you didn't turn it on the Chabot Shabbat necessarily. And these ladies that they're using their wicks with the oil, that's noticeable that they're doing it for Shabbat. So could be there's room to say that you can make a beracha because this is really the anyan that's nikar for Shabbat. However, the Gaon Hasid Biliyahu Mani in the Zikronot Eliyahu clearly writes that really one should light the candles first and only then turn on the gas lights that they had in his time. And really, Hakam Avadya comes out as follows. Ra'ui me'od lechabot et ora hashmal kodem adlakat tenerot b'shemen o benerot sha'ava. Really, you should close the lights first. The lady should light the Nerot Shabbat really in the dark. So that's the light. And after she lied, she should turn on the lights. Now, obviously, we're talking about over here where she didn't accept Shabbat or Hadlakat Nerot, like the custom of many Sephardi ladies, that they accepted a little later. And then he says, "V'lechaven be'et ha'beracha liftor et me'oreh ha'chashmal." She should have in mind when she's lighting Nerot Shabbat that'll cover the dining room lights. So she shuts the lights before, she makes the dikner Shabbat, she lights with kavanah to be poter the light, asher b'oro ha'gadol, nere ol le'akov v'alom ne'oro, because you all are benefiting from that as well. You're probably benefiting more from the dining room lights than you are from the candles. So therefore, that would be the promise. That was a question that we had the other week. What is Hakam Avadya hold in that subject? So he's consistent. He holds that since you are yotzeh with those lights, therefore you should shut them off before one lights the nerot.